The Shach presents us with a significant machlokas harishonim. How to understand, how to apply the din of kol da'alim gvar. Gemara tells us here in Lamed Aleph Beis, a situation where no one is a muchzak, and ikalim amekam al demilsa, when no one is a muchzak and they were still open to more evidence, so then kol da'alim gvar. Literally, whoever is stronger wins. The Rashbam here and the Rush, not here in Bava Metzia, both talk about either Barayas or Bekoach. Maybe one of you will have not a really compelling Raya, but one will have some more circumstantial evidence than the other, or else one will be stronger than the other Bekoach. Not that they're having a fist fight, not that they're sparring. That's a violation of a law of Daraisa. But, presumably, whoever seizes it, whoever boxes out effectively and gets the thing, kol da'alim gvar. So what was the machlokas that the Shach was talking about? The Shach felt that the Shulchan Aruch gave a very one-sided view. So the Rosh, we saw the Rosh and Mukha Yosef, the Rambam, they all say that what? By how you actually execute kol da'alim gvar? Right. It's one round. One round. Whoever seizes it first wins for good. Or at least until the other party can bring a real raya machrachas. That was the position of major Rishonim, Rosh, Rambam, Mukha Yosef, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Choshe Mishpat Siman Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Aleph. He says unequivocally that like the as the tour did following the Rambam, Rush, and Nemuka Yosef. So we had seen, well, if you look in the Hagos Maimini disagrees. Hagos Maimini presents Rabbeinu Chizkiya. We were trying yesterday in Shir Tefera, who is this Rabbeinu Chizkiya? So not one of the primary Rishonim Psak. Surely not one that's as famous. Maybe it's the Mahariach, Rabbeinu Yechizkiya, who was a contemporary of the Maharan Rutenberg, who gets quoted by the Gaos Ashri, or maybe it's someone earlier, it's the Chizkuni, or it's one of the Rabbeinu Chizkiyas from the earlier Rishonim, perhaps, contemporary of Rashi, contemporary of Benatam. Some Rabbeinu Chizkiya or another had given this psak that no, that you can go to round two and round three, round four, and it's an open situation. It doesn't get closed after round one. So the Shach had said, with all due respect to the Rav Yosef Karo, who just decided to pass in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rosh and the Rambam, you know, that's reflective of the fact that in his Beis Yosef, he didn't quote anyone who disagrees. But the Shach says, there's a whole stack of Rishonim who disagree. Most notably, the most famous name he gave was Tosfos Bava Metzia. Tosfos Bava Metzia, the beginning of the Sugya of Tukva Kohen, right as the Gemara is getting into Tukva Kohen, Vav Amnal, Tosfos talks about kol da'alim gvar, and Tosfos implies that whoever gets it has it, until the next guy gets it, then he has it. Like, that goes Miami. So the Shach says, I think the Rav Yosef Karo was ignoring many of the Rishonim, and that's why the Shach had quoted a whole list of Chachmei Ashkenaz, and even Hagos Maimini. V'chein hu b'Hagos Maimini. L'dayti ishtamet l'beisos here at the end of the Shach. Kol hanach mechabrim. Apparently he wasn't aware of them. He forgot about them. He wasn't aware of them. Sharei lo hiviyam v'sifra beisos if klal. The Shulchan Aruch is just the last law and he gives halacha l'maisa. So you can't necessarily tell what his intent is in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe he's just decide not to paskin like them. But the Shach says, yeah, but look back at this same Rav Yosef Karo in his Beis Yosef on the tour, where he gives you the whole sugya, he didn't give this part of the sugya. He didn't quote these Rishonim. He was busy quoting the Rosh only. Hilkach nir ledina, says the Shach, the first meeting with line, imchazo takva ein motzin miyado. If Reuven was go there, and then later on Shimon was go there, The Shach would say, I would disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. I would say, let Shimon hold on to it. Why? Came to pluk to the Rav Vasahi. It's a machlokas that we showed him. Yeah, so the Rambam The Rambam indicates, the Rosh says explicitly, Milchei Yosef says that once one guy gets it, he's going to keep it. But the other Rishonim say no. So what are we supposed to do? At the very least, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. At the very least, it's a Sveika Dedina. So we should let things stay as they are. The second guy took it. Let's say that. And not only is it a machlokas, the gam rubaninu. He says Rov Rishonim hold that there is a second round. So he says if anything, the shach would tilt towards either it's a suffik or we should pass like the second view that the you're allowed to have a second round. The Shimon could go and try to be tofes back, be misgaber back from Reuven. So this is a machlokas of Rishonim. Again, the Shach is highlighting it certainly more than the Beis Yosef did. There is a machlokas of Rishonim on the one hand, on the other hand. On the one hand, we saw that they only have one chant for a Kalam Var. We have the Rosh. That's what the Rambam sounds like. On the other hand, Chozer Mizgaber Mahani, if the second guy goes back and he's Mizgaber, that works. So he says, how goes my mini? And Tosis and Bav Metzia. And let's take a look also. Did you see anyone else? Mm-hmm. Any other Rishon? Mm-hmm. The use outside of the Shach, who sounds like maybe you could. Oh, okay, the Rosh, good. We'll come to the Chumas Rosh Hashanah, we're good. Right? Well, the Rosh thinks that you could be Chozer Mizgaber? Really? We'll take a look at the Rosh soon. Does he say that? But what did the Rosh say that made you think that? Oh, okay, so Lav Dina. Okay, good.
And we have to get. Okay, good.
Very good. We're going to have to get to that Lav Dina. We'll get that Shuva Zerash soon. Good. Do you see anyone else? Any other Rishon? We'll put the Shuva Zerash here for now. Yeah?
The Mordechai.
Yeah, what did the Mordechai say? You looked at the Mordechai that the Shach HaKor, right? How goes Mordechai? Good. Any other Rishon? Called by the Shach. Any other Rishon that you saw independently of the Shach? Let's take a look at Lamed Hey Amanalf. So the Gemara, you'll remember, asks the Kashan of Nachman, how can you say Kol Gvar? Aye, what about Rav and Shmuel Shnei Shtaris? What was the Gemara's answer? What's the Chiluk? That you only say Kol Gvar when what? What was Gemara's answer? Gemara? Right. There's a good chance there'll be more evidence coming in, so then you have to say Kol Dalam Gvar. Shuda Yachloku. That's when it's lekel lomekam adamus. So let's take a look at the way the Rashbam understands that. Dir amaschal hasam. The first hasam. Hasam beis shtaris lekel lomekam adamus. By the shnei shtaris, we don't anticipate any more proof, and he gets into that. So a couple lines down, Hilka, he gives his own specific understanding of why you can't bring any further proof in Shnei Shtaris. Hilka, so since there's no longer any, we're not open to any further proof. Rav Amar Chalkin, Shmuel Amar Shu Dedaini, the whole the Ein Levarer Liolam Hadin and Me Mishtadlin Beizdin Bedinan V'Daranosa. Oh. So Bezin has to, we have to, there's no more evidence. The case is, discovery phase is done. So Bezin has to issue a verdict. Avohacha b'hai karka, deleka lo shtar v'lo edim. In this karka, we don't have a shtar, we don't have edim. V'ikl mekom demilsa, and you could. We have this karka, we have this boat, and we don't have any proof right now, but there might be proof to come. Im yavov yo'idu shalmihu. Maybe Aiden will show up and say, we remember who used to own it. Hilkach ein kan lomar chaluka v'shuda. We're not going to say yachloku, nor shuda d'dayin. Right? This is the Rashbam has been consistent throughout the sugya that the kasha was from both Rav and Shmuel. But we're not. We would say neither. Why shami yavo edim v'yistrus hadin shadano bezin? Because what's going to happen if we make a call and then edim show up and it turns out that we made the wrong call? Hilkach ein bezin nizkakin lahem ladun din shesofo lavo lide ivus. Bezin will not issue a psak by arba or by zemashal avosai that could end up being wrong. Ela manichim oso, we just stand back. We stand down. We leave it alone. V'chol ta'alam gevarat shavo eidim vivaru adavar. We just leave it and just let stuff happen. And whoever's stronger, stronger until the Eidim show up and we get beer. Right now we don't know. We anticipate having clarity in the future. We don't have clarity right now. So it sounds to the Rashbam like what's Bezin doing? Zero. Total siluk. It sounds to the Rashbam that Bezin just says, we have nothing intelligent to say. We have nothing useful to say. So we're going to say nothing. Manicha. Just leave it alone. It sounds like, and you could say, well, but he means, but once the first, once one guy takes it, then maybe. But it certainly sounds like, it certainly sounds to the Rashbam that Bezin is totally, totally, totally mistalik. Now,
what does that mean?
In other words, what we appear to have, and this is the way the Shach is presenting it, is the Machlokas Rishonim, if it was called Alam Gvar, and then there was another round, the first Reuven chapped it, and then 2 days later Shimon chaps it, so who wins? So you have the Rosh and Muki Yosef, and the Rambam will say the first one wins. And then you have the Hagos Maimini, the Tosis and Bavitzi, and the Hagos Mordechai, all the Rishon that the Shach quoted, and Lechorah the Rashbam, we'll put them in brackets, who say, no, if this sounds like, if the second guy chapped it from the first guy, so now the second guy is Zocha. So that's one way of organizing this. This field of Rishonim. One way of organizing is around the axis of, is there a Chozer Mezgaber? If there's a Chozer Mezgaber, does the second guy taku in? Or is the case closed? It's Nisgar. It's closed after the first round. That's not the only way. That's not the only way of looking at it. There is another way of looking at it. And it's driven, yeah, question.
I don't understand how you say that Rashbam holds that you're not
We're saying Rashbam holds that you're not deciding to make something wrong. We're not going to issue a psak that may end up being against evidence. So we're not going to issue any psak. Zero. No psak. We're going to do nothing. That's what the Rashbam sounds like. If it lakam lakam of the milsa, if there's no more evidence coming in, so then we got to say something. So halavai, we could say something based on Eidim. Halavai, we could say something based on a shtar. Halavai, we could say something based on muchzak. Usually we can. Here we cannot. So then, by Shnei Shtaros, we have to either shoot at a daini or a yachloku. Some, we're going to make some call or another. But here it sounds like Bezin makes no call. We don't make any call. We don't just shoot from the hip. We're not going to make any call if we think there's more evidence coming in. So it sounds from the Rashbam that Bezin is totally stepping back. That's what it sounds like. As opposed to, let's say, the Rosh, who had said, No. There's a din, there's a psak, Bezin gives a psak, we say, kol dalam gvar. That's what we say. It sounds like, there you go. That's what he's saying. Is it a siluk?
The basin just standing down?
Or is it the dina? The basin's given the psak. The psak is whoever wins first. Whoever wins first is going to have it. Now there are two problems with that. Yeah, but first Akasha.
Sorry, going to the Rashbam, holding on to the bar can switch. Does the judge actually leave the side?
Also, again, that's the point. The Rashbam isn't. The Rashbam is not totally clear. The Rashbam doesn't dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but Rashbam certainly makes it sound like Kol Da'al Gevar means Bezin does not get involved. We're not going to say anything. We have nothing useful to say. So that means we're not getting involved. So whatever happens, happens. The Reuven chaps it, so now Reuven has it. Then Shimon chaps it, Shimon has it. As opposed to the Rosh, who says, no. We say whoever gets the first time, he now has it until you can bring a Raya Machrachas. And here are my svaras for why. This is a psak. So offhand, what emerges, number one, is that there's a clear machlok, as we've shown him, on a practical point. Namely, what happens if the Sheni is Chozer Mezgaber? The Shachet presented. There is a machlok, as we've shown him, around that practical question. And offhand, it sounds like it's really, that's rooted in Lamdas. Is Bezin just mistah? What's Bezin's posture? When you have no Raya and no Muchzuk, and we anticipate that there will be Rayas in the future, Ikal Mekhman the Mulsa. So what does that prescribe for Bezin? What that prescribes is called Dal Gvar. What does that mean? So the Rosh sounds like it's saying, well, here's you got, Bezin has to do this. And the Rashbam says, no, that prescribes Bezin should do nothing. Sometimes he's just keeping out the shop. You have nothing useful to say, don't say anything. Our hands are tied. Based on what would we get involved? There's no Muchzuk, there's no Raya. We anticipate more Raya in the future. That's just going to make a call that could be against real evidence that's going to come in tomorrow. So the Rashbam says, okay, do nothing. So that's what it sounds like. A shaila, whether it's a siluk, or whether we're actually stepping in and we are being done, right? The Rashbam has been very clear. Shuda, if it's lakal make him at the middle, so then Bezin has to be done. Right? He had said, if it's lakal make him at the middle, so a few lines earlier, then mishtadlin Bezin bedinon vedanoso. Then we have the obligation to be done. Yeah, what's the din going to be? We don't have a muchzak, we don't have a raya berura. Okay, so either we'll say shuda the daini, whatever that means. Or we'll say chalukah. But those would at least be a din. So the implication both of that line earlier and of this line at the end is that, by contrast, kol da'al gvar is just a lack of psak. We're just doing nothing. Bezin is just being passive. Bezin being passive, so then it could go to a few rounds. Bezin not getting involved. Rush had been very clear. Bezin is getting involved. Yeah, question.
How can the Rush say that based in should paskin if they're only samchu on a few rules? Meaning, how can the Rush be?
Okay, good.
And the second question is why doesn't based in just say all right? Well, no one gets it. So
okay, there could have been another. There could be other solutions. There could be other solutions also. What I thought you were going to ask is what you asked before. I thought you were going to ask is two questions, then we'll take more questions and comments. What I thought you were going to ask is the point you made earlier, which is now, I think, pressing. It seems like we have a clear machlok to show him the halacha, and there's an underlying chakira that's driving that machlok is the halacha. The problem is, there are two problems. Problem number one is, the Rosh says Dina. Where does the Rosh say Dina? In Bava Basra he says Dina. But as you had pointed out before, and the Tshuvas HaRash, written by the same Rash, same man, right, Arshu Ben Yechiel, in his Tshuvas, which is what? Ein Zayin Siman Aleph, right? What does he say? La Vina. I thought you were going to ask that question. The Birkas Avram asked that question as well. Birkas Avram has a longer discussion of Kol Da'al Gvar in Bava Metzia, on Davav, than in Bava Basra over here. So he points out, your question, The Rosh here says, oh, it's called Alam Gvar Zedina. Meanwhile, Chuvas Rosh, which you saw, he says, Lav Dina. That's problem number one. And problem number two, more to the heart of the matter, I think someone had pointed out in Shir the other day, the Rosh's Svaras, we spent a lot of time yesterday, we mostly were mafalpal about the Svaras back and forth, and any time before, mafalpal about the Svaras, and sure, I should point out, if you look in Bav Metzia, in Bav Metzia he does say Rias and Koach, so it becomes clear what he means by the first Svar, but leaving aside the content of the Svaras for a moment, or the details of the Svaras, it's a little hard to see how the Svaras yield, drive the conclusion that the Rosh is drawing from them. The Rosh's conclusion is whoever chopped it first is entitled and will keep it. Even if someone else chops later, we're going to ignore the second chopage. Right? The second chopage does not count. Why? Well, I have all these Svaras. What are all those Svaras? That chapage proves something. Let's leave out the first svara for a moment. Right? But the latter two svaras were that, which are the ones that, by the way, appear in the Chuvas Rosh. The latter two svaras were, if you chapped it, that means something. If you chapped it, that shows that you're highly motivated to get it, which probably means that you're the true owner, because the real owner is more motivated to maintain his, usually, more motivated to maintain his assets than the ganav will be to steal someone else's assets. And number two, if you really chopped it, it's probably yours, you're probably not the ganav, because if you were the ganav, you're going to be demotivated, because, you know, I'm going to chop it. This is a scenario where in another day or two, my theft will be undone. My dishonesty will fall apart. Another day or two, he's going to walk in with Aiden, and it was all for naught. Right, so those are the Rushes, what in the Russian in the Psakim were Svaras 2 and 3. Here they just are the two Svaras in Shuvas Rosh. But think about for a moment those two Svaras. What do they prove?
How powerful taking something.
Taking something is an indication for multiple reasons it's probably yours. Great. But why is that any less relevant to the second chopper than the first chopper? I mean, Reuben got it first, okay, and then Shimon got it second. So the same way Reuven's chapage, especially as Rosh had been so dramatic, Mesiris Nefesh, your Meiser Nefesh to seize it because it's your own stuff. If anything, one could argue, I think we had been Mephalpaz a little bit last week, or earlier this week, maybe there's even more Mesiris Nefesh. You, Emmet already snagged it, and now I'm chapper number two. I'm the second token. So if anything, that's even greater chutzpah on my part. It's even greater Mesiris Nefesh on my part. Right? He already has it. It's no longer a boat that's out in the harbor and who's going to get it first. Now it's a boat that's in Emmett's private marina. And I'm going to go and snag that. Emmett already used the boat. Forget about the private marina. He used the boat and he took a trip and then he came back. And when he gets off the boat, I jump on and snag the boat. So that's Mamash Mesiris Nefesh. No. So. The Rush is a little confusing. The Rush is at the heart of this. The Besos is calling the Rush. He's at the heart of the Shita. He's the one who has the most to say. And yet again, two problems. Number one, the Rush in Bava Basra says, Dina Hachi, but the Rush in the Tshuva says, Lav Dina Hachi. And number two, the Rush's Svaras are not necessarily thinking about how you've been trained to ask how the answer answers the question. How does the Raya prove the point? How does the Svara buttress the point? The Svara just is an argument that whoever got it is entitled to it. But why is that an argument necessarily that it's why should that work less for Chapper number two, for Chapper number one? If anything, Adraba, right now, the most recent Chapper, in a case where there was a Choser Mezgaber, so are these Svaras really telling me that I should ignore the second Chappage? Yeah.
I would say the other way, that maybe the second person doesn't, it's not as much Mesiris Nefesh, because he could be thinking, what have I got to lose? Worst case, it just stays with him. It's less of, meaning if someone already took something from me, then I might try less hard to get it, because, okay, so if I lose, fine, it stays with him. It's not like he's gaining something new.